This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, what's taking place in the grains after a lower start to begin the day?
We've got some choppy trade, at least starting to work into that soybean market. Did try to turn itself positive a few minutes ago, and now the sellers are kind of kicking back in again. One of the biggest things we're watching there in terms of that soybean market is the prices of those South American beans, those Brazilian beans. We've actually seen a really nice rally in the Brazilian bean premiums. Now, in other words, the price that they're charging compared to the U.S. market for exports. And it's been rallying very steadily here. Maybe it's a reflection of tighter farmer selling, the tighter crop supplies, whatever. So U.S. beans are kind of gotten a little bit more price competitive, still well and more expensive than those Brazilian beans, but at least now maybe within target range. And with that, we saw a soybean sale last week. We had another 4.6 million bushels sold on known destinations this morning. So maybe that just gives this market a little stability here. But now here comes the Argentina crop, and they are significantly about a dollar a bushel under us, and there is rumors that China's looking for beans from Argentina now. So that's still going to just be a headwind over top the market. It would be this next crop of beans coming out of South America from Argentina. Meanwhile, corn and wheat have been kind of under the pressure most of the day today. You know, again, just not finding any footing. We're getting into that window for corn. I'm a little concerned about the basis contracts for May. April typically sees weakness in the second half of the month as we got to get those basis contracts put together.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, May corn is down 3 even at 432.5. May soybeans down 3 even at 1178.5. On the Merck, April live cattle up 57 cents at 179.97. April feeder cattle up 67 cents at 239.97. May lean hogs up 77 cents at 98.65. May pork cutout unchanged at 104.10. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.